Tell me, what did you think when you heard the gospel this morning? Oh, that John, the ramblings of a guy who spent too much time by himself in the desert eating grasshoppers. Or maybe you heard the message and you think about all those other people to whom it applies. You know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Someone other than us. But we can't do that. The church says that this viper sermon of John's is the gospel, the good news, according to Matthew. For most of us, though, threats, anger, and judgment are really not good news. We would rather hear and think about this sweet baby Jesus. But John's not preaching a Christmas sermon. This is Advent, the season when wrath and axes and unquenchable fire are talked about as good news. John is angry. He's looking for God to do something drastic and to do it soon. John's message is repent, turn or burn. I suspect that part of our discomfort with John's and his name-calling, this preaching, is, or at least it should be, that at some level, we know he's right. When we look around at our world, when we read the newspaper, when we watch the evening news, or when we examine our own lives, we're confronted with the reality of John's sermon. Our world, our lives, are not as they should be. They are not as they can be. They are not as God wills them to be. We see anger, violence, greed, poverty, homelessness, divisiveness, war. We see lives controlled by fear. The list could go on and on. It cripples us. We crawl into our shells. We shut out our ears and our minds to all of that evil. But you know what? Here's the terrible part. There's one sin worse than all that evil. And that sin is indifference. Indifference to that evil. Indifference is more insidious than the evil itself, more universal, more contagious, and more dangerous. Often we live such busy, exhausted, enclosed lives that we have become indifferent to what is happening in the world, in our country, in our community. We become indifferent to the needs of other human beings. Perhaps our worldview, perhaps even our church view, is so small that if something does not directly affect our lives or those we love, then it's of no consequence to us. John's cry of repentance is the call to turn away from our indifference and to engage at a life-changing level, this coming kingdom and the way that kingdom reorders our relationships and our priorities. John's sermon this morning poses questions to us. Do we love enough to get angry about the suffering and the plight of other human beings, even if we don't never even met them? Do we care enough to change our lives and the world in which we live? Well, the good news is that our God is not indifferent. God is not indifferent to creation. God is not indifferent to the evil and suffering in this world. God is not indifferent to God's people. God is not indifferent to your life or my life. The last thing we need is more indifference. The last thing we need is to hear from someone that our very existence is meaningless. As we navigate the complexities of our world, let us heed John's ancient, ever-relevant call. Repent. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And its values, justice, peace, humility, love, all these stand in stark contrast to the power struggles and the divisiveness we all see around us. Lay aside your decorations and your tree and the presents, the real preparation needed this Advent as we await the birth of the one who ushered in this kingdom of heaven. The real preparation is a change of heart that leads to a change of life. Amen.
Amen.